أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها، أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين، لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. In this ayat, Allah explains the 29th evil quality of the Ahlul Kitab, the Jews and the Christians, and together with them also the idolaters, the idol worshippers of Hijaz Muqaddas, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, etc. In here Allah Ta'ala explains, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَى مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. اور اس سے برا ظالم کون ہے جس نے منع کیا اللہ کی مسجدوں میں. And who can be a greater oppressor, a greater wrongdoer than that person who stops the worship of Allah, the commandments of Allah to be fulfilled in the masajid of Allah. In the masajid, those people who close the masjid, who demolish the masjid, who do things so that people cannot make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala properly, and yudhkar fi hasmuhu, ke liya jave waha naam uska, so that the name of Allah be taken in the masjid. Wasa'a fi kharabiha, aur koshish ki unke ujharne mein, and they made efforts in order to make the masjid empty, wheran, where the ibadat of Allah does not take place. Whether this is physically, that they demolish the masjid, they close the masjid, or whether it is in any other way, that they have any other program in the masjid by which the ibadat of Allah, as it's supposed to be, just cannot take place. Any rules, regulations which are made that the masjid, that the ibadat of Allah cannot take place as it is supposed to be. Changing the masjid into a hospital, whether it is for COVID patients or anything, and then the ibadat of Allah cannot take place in the masjid, all this is included. Allah says these are the most greatest oppressors who stop the masjid from the ibadat and the taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. Masjid one al-masajid lillah. Masajid are made and they are called the houses of Allah. They are made waqaf on the name of Allah. The masjids don't belong to any person whatsoever. They don't belong to the imams of the masjid. They don't belong to the trustees. These people, trustees, the very word says, they are just responsible to see a trust is put on them. A responsibility is given to them. They don't own the masjid and they cannot make their own laws in the masjid. They are appointed there to execute the laws of Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala wants, it is the houses of Allah. Allah doesn't come personally down and sees to the administration of the masjid. Allah has made the system that there will be the mutawallis, the trustees of the masjid. And their work is not their own to execute their own, for their own fancies and their own thoughts and their own laws and their own ideas, or the laws of any other person. They are there to execute the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And the amal of the masajid, especially the namazes that must take place, and that they take place according to the sunnat way, for that they are responsible. And in the masajid, all the other ibadat which is connected with the masjid, that all that ibadat must take place in the masjid. So that is what the imams, the mutawallis are responsible for. Not to enforce any other other laws or any other protocols or anything. So Allah Ta'ala says that these are the greatest oppressors who stop the people from the remembrance of Allah in the proper way. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ مَا كَانَ لَهُمْ أَن يَدْخُلُوهَا إِلَّا خَائِفِينَ. ایسو کو لائق نہیں کہ داخل ہو ان میں مگر ڈرتے ہوئے. For such people, they don't even have the right to enter the masajid, but in the fear that they have, they are filled with fear all the time. and the masajid that were desecrated and that were stopped from the ibadat of Allah, the Jews and Christians were particularly responsible for Masjid al-Aqsa, for Baytul Muqaddas, that there they did all things to stop the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And the idolaters in Haram Sharif of Mecca, where they had put idols in the Kaaba, and who they wished to permit, they would permit them to worship there, and who they did not allow that they worship there. So all this year was that they were stopping people from the ibadat of Allah. For such people, Allah Ta'ala says, one is that there will be fear in their hearts all the time. The other, lahum fi dunya khizyu, unke liye hai dunya mein zillat, they will have disgrace in the world. Though they might be in authority and an imaginary power they are enjoying, but the masses will have hatred for them in their heart, and the people will look down upon them. Wa fil akhirati azabun azim, aur akhirat mein bara azab hai. And in the year after, there will be a severe, a very great punishment for such people. So the masajid Allah Ta'ala has made for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, and everything which is conducive for the remembrance of Allah, to keep the masjid clean, to keep the system of the masjid in order, to see that adhans take place on time, namazes take place on time, to facilitate all this. All this is part of the upkeep of the masjid, which the trustees are responsible for. And on the other hand, anything that distracts from the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, all those things, they are totally forbidden. And for that, Allah explains a severe punishment, that the masajid, which are known as the houses of Allah, so in the house of Allah, we will find Allah. And of course, Allah is everywhere. He's not confined to any place. But the special favors of Allah, the special attention of Allah will be found in the houses of Allah. And the house and person who enters them, he is the host, he is the guest of Allah. Allah is his host, and Allah Ta'ala will host him with the best of entertainment in the masajid. And that is the ibadat of Allah, and the greatest ibadat, the namaz. All these things are supposed to happen regularly in the masjid, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the dhikr of Allah, etc. All these things are required in the masajid, in the houses of Allah. And if the houses of Allah are kept properly, then by the barakat of that, Allah keeps the rest of the town and the rest of the places also in order. Today, when the Haram of Mecca is in a sense so greatly desecrated that the ibadat is not taking place properly there, we find that the whole world is in turmoil. In fact, a non-Muslim had said that the Kaaba, which is the very center of the world, the ibadat of Allah must carry on there all the time, the tawaf, the namazes, then the system of the world will be in order. And if the ibadat of Allah is not done properly there, then the whole world goes in turmoil. And that we are witnessing with our eyes and ears all the time. We are seeing what is happening. We are hearing what is happening. So may Allah let us realize the great value of the masajid and the proper upkeep and the proper purpose and object of the masajid, and to fulfill them. And we should not keep away from the masajid. We should come just as a person goes to his home. Our real home of a mu'min, of a believer, is the masjid. We should be coming regularly to the masjid, frequenting it and make it occupied, make it abad with all the amal of the masjid. May Allah give us all tawfiq. SubhanAllah.